Sorry, I'm late, said Tom, walking in. Okay, everyone, now that Tom's here, Charlie and I have some news to share, said Anna. I'm 5 weeks pregnant with twins. Hugs and kisses and congratulations were followed by excited questions and answers and interruptions and more questions and answers. As her ability to track what was said in complex conversations with many participants declined, Alice's sensitivity to what wasn't said, to body language and unspoken feelings, had heightened. She had explained this phenomenon a couple of weeks ago to Lydia, who had told her it was an enviable skill to have as an actor. She'd said that she and other actors had to focus extremely hard to divorce themselves from verbal language in an effort to be honestly affected by what the other actors were doing and feeling. Alice didn't quite understand the distinction, but she loved Lydia for seeing her handicap as an enviable skill. John looked happy and excited, but Alice saw that he exposed only some of the happiness and excitement he actually felt, probably trying to respect Anna's caveat of, "It's still early." Even without Anna's cautioning, he was superstitious, as most biologists were, and wouldn't be inclined to openly count these two little chickens before they hatched. But he already couldn't wait. He wanted grandchildren. Just beneath Charlie's happiness and excitement, Alice saw a thick layer of nervousness covering a thicker layer of terror. Alice thought they were both obviously visible, but Anna seemed oblivious and no one else commented. Was she simply seeing the typical worry of an expectant first-time father? Was he nervous about the responsibility of feeding two mouths at once and paying for two college tuitions simultaneously? That would explain only the first layer. Was he also terrified about the prospect of having two kids in college and at the same time a wife with dementia? Lydia and Tom stood next to each other, talking to Anna. Her children were beautiful, her children who weren't children anymore. Lydia looked radiant. She was enjoying the good news on top of the fact that her entire family was here to see her act. Tom's smile was genuine, but Alice saw a subtle uneasiness about him, his eyes and cheeks slightly sunken, his body bonier. Was it school? A girlfriend? He saw her studying him. "Mom, how are you feeling?" he asked. "Mostly good." "Really?" "Yes, honestly, I'm feeling great." "You seem too quiet." "There's too many of us talking at once and too quickly," said Lydia. Tom's smile disappeared, and he looked like he might cry. Alice's BlackBerry in her baby blue bag vibrated against her hip, signaling the time for her evening dose of pills. She'd wait a few minutes. She didn't want to take them just now, in front of Tom. "Lyd, what time is your performance tomorrow?" asked Alice, her BlackBerry in hand. 8 o'clock. "Mom, you don't have to schedule it. We're all here. It's not like we're going to forget to bring you with us," said Tom. "What's the name of the play we're going to see?" asked Anna. "Proof," said Lydia. "Are you nervous?" asked Tom. "A little, because it's opening night, and you're all going to be there. But I'll forget you exist once I'm on stage." "Lydia, what time is your play?" asked Alice. "Mom, you just asked that. Don't worry about it," said Tom. "It's at 8 o'clock, Mom," said Lydia. "Tom, you're not helping." "No, you're not helping. Why should she have to worry about remembering something that she doesn't have to remember?" "She won't worry about it if she puts it in her BlackBerry. Just let her do it," said Lydia. "Well, she shouldn't be relying on that BlackBerry anyway. She should be exercising her memory whenever she can," said Anna. "So which is it? Should she be memorizing my showtime or totally relying on us?" asked Lydia. "You should be encouraging her to focus and really pay attention. She should try to recall the information on her own and not get lazy," said Anna. "She's not lazy," said Lydia. "You and that BlackBerry are enabling her. Look, Mom, what time is Lydia's show tomorrow?" asked Anna. "I don't know. That's why I asked her," said Alice. "She told you the answer twice, Mom. Can you try to remember what she said?" "Anna, stop quizzing her," said Tom. "I was going to enter it in my BlackBerry, but you interrupted me." I'm not asking you to look it up in your BlackBerry. I'm asking you to remember the time she said. Well, I didn't try to remember the time because I was going to punch it in. Mom, just think for a second. What time is Lydia's show tomorrow? She didn't know the answer, but she knew that poor Anna needed to be put in her place. Lydia, what time is your show tomorrow? Asked Alice. 8 o'clock. It's at 8 o'clock, Anna.